Hello, my name is Marcus Twitty, and I am doing my reflection on Daily Create number 2, the CARP Visual Design Flyer. For Daily Create number 2, the assignment was to create a CARP Vision Flyer, and CARP stands for Contrast, Alignment, Repetition, and Proximity. CARP is important because it allows you to create different aesthetics for websites, graphic designs, and other things that you would need to create media. It helps you create different aesthetics for websites, your e-portfolio, and graphic designs. It's something that you really need to make sure that you have for making a coherent design. So for this assignment, the purpose was to apply these concepts of CARP and apply them to different forms of information. For mine, it was to use a small website where you can make an effective web design flyer so other people could see what you're trying to advertise. My advertisement was video game design, and I used a lot of different concepts back from CARP to help promote that side of video game design. Data Create number 2 is an important artifact because of its significance to my field. It's a reflection of my understanding of CARP, and also uses a lot of technology and a lot of Web 2.0 technology that I like to advertise. I selected Daily Create number 2, CARP Visual Design Flyer, because it shows that I'm able to apply the design concept of CARP using a Web 2.0 tool that helps advertise activities, groups, and social events. This assignment also allowed me to use my public relations skills, photography skills, and video design skills to help create an advertising centered around the Video Game Design Club and learning. It's significant to me because it's a club that I'm running, the Video Game Design Club. It's something that I have been working with and working on for the past 3 years. And I'm trying to make it grow, I'm trying to make it more significant, and this is something I see myself doing in the future, working for bigger companies, doing advertisements, working on video games, working on video game stories, using multimedia in different forms and different mediums. This project was also significant because I got to show my skills in a very growing field. It allowed me to pretty much tell a story without using a bunch of words. It also allowed me to learn about how to make a coherent advertisement or how to make anything coherent. So it'll be important to my future in video game design and stuff like that. After finishing working on this project and also this Daily Create number 2, I've seen a lot of things that I like about the poster and a lot of things that I would love to change about it in the near future. the first thing I love about my poster is the use of CARP. I think I significantly hit the use of, the use of it being coherent, the use of it being aligned together, the use of it being a lot of proximity is being used. Everything is coherent and close together. There's nothing all over the place. Everything is packed in. The colors are also coherent. There's nothing that's too jarring or too out there in the poster. The one thing that I would love to change is the middle text. And the reason being is because compared to everything else, it just kind of looks bland. So I would love to fix that. Also, I would love to fix the club date since we've gone and moved on to having multiple dates during the week. So I would like to change that as well. I would love to add a new video to the Join Us page. I do love that we have an ECGC 2014, but I would love to add our ECGC 2014 as well. Also, I would love to have more visitors come to our page because that would make this flyer a lot more successful than it is currently. So, This is my reflection on Daily Create number 2, the CARP visual flyer.